why you do it. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Number two, Art is still with me for a few, and let's see if we can squeeze in another call. But I think, Wes, you may still be on the line. Wes, did you want to continue briefly, please?
Yeah, I've got two more things I want to say. I met Bill from Idaho in Pilgrim's Health Food Store a couple of years ago. He's holding his cell phone with one hand and shaking my hand with the other. He does not have a bad connection. He will just never learn, I guess, to hold the phone correctly, not too close to his mouth. When I last left him, he's talking on his cell phone there in the cafeteria at the Pilgrim's Health Food Store. He just cannot get away from his cell phone. He can't get away from the issue of Edgar Steele over and over. And let's pass on, Bill. Let's go forward. Now, I'll finish with this. I was listening to David Duke's speeches for president from 24 years ago. He sounded just like Donald Trump does today. He was saying, America first, America first, America first. And the other thing he was saying is immigration. We have to shut down immigration. And if America cannot get over this Ku Klux Klan dark spot, he's got a PhD in history. He's been all over the world teaching to thousands of people. He's got hundreds of videos on YouTube that are 95% approval rating. David Duke would be the best man for vice president. You can guarantee that Mr. Donald Trump, not a hair on his head would be disturbed, because they don't want David Duke in there for president, that's for sure. Oh, by the way, he's also a lawmaker in Louisiana. I mean, he's got the background. He knows what lawmaking is. He knows politics is.
Okay, we thank you, Wes, for your commentary. Very interesting. Any comments, Art, on what Wes has to say?
Well, I think, practicality as far as winning the election, I mean, David Duke does have some very interesting points. But, I mean, is it practical he will be a vice president and get elected with Donald Trump ticket? That's probably not true. So,
well, you remember when, was it Nixon who tried to appoint two so-called Southern segregationist judges, Haynesworth and Carswell? You remember the uproar in the media?
Oh, yeah. I remember doing it. That's a long time ago.
I remember it because I was in my academic years then, and it was a chorus of all of the media bosses screaming, we can't go back to the 1860s. No, we've got to be progressive. So, anyhow, don't worry about it. Ain't going to happen. It's a little bit late in the game, and believe you me, it wouldn't be worth it anyway. We're not going to change this country. Anyway, politically, that's not the solution. It's a moral solution. I do have, Charles in California first, and then Robert, if we have time. Come on up, Charles.
Yeah,
Charles in California, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You can hear me, right?
I can hear you very well now.
Yeah, I got to go along with that Tony guy that calls in about these shootings, that Texas shooting. I didn't pay attention on the media, but is there any video of it? I mean, I see still pictures all the time, but I don't see no video. I don't see no dead bodies or blood gushing. Have you?
No, but it's funny you should say that, had to go to one of my doctors yesterday, and in the middle of a conversation, he just says, "What did you think of that tragic situation yesterday?" And I said to him, "What? What are you referring to?" You know, and he said, "Oh, the shooting of those cops." I said, "What shooting?" And I said to him, "You know, I don't believe anything in the media anymore." I said, "Did you see anybody get shot?" And he said, "Yeah, I was watching it on TV. I saw a cop go down after he got shot." "Oh," I said, "did you see any head blown off? Did you see he was wearing body armor? Did you see any of any blood on the street?" And he says, "Well, no, they cut it." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, I tried to make him understand that I don't bring these subjects up with anybody. But he brought it up, and I told him, "Don't believe it." I said, "Because I know how the government works. I worked for the FBI for a short time in my college years, and believe me, it was bad then, but it's nothing compared to the way it is now. They are a liar agency, and they're killers." I said, "Don't believe a thing." And I mentioned Sandy Hook as well. And I told him about the publishing books of the hoax that never happened. And, you know, he was appreciative of that. He actually said to me, "No, I'm glad you're on top of it and you're looking into it." So I was kind of surprised by his response because, you know, he's a physician. I mean, he just catches, like most professionals, they catch a glimpse, they catch a headline, they catch a story, and it's repeated over and over again. And it just sinks in until somebody comes along like you or me, Charlie, you know, and tells them otherwise. And they certainly are open to the truth.
That shooting in Minneapolis, has anybody even asked the question that the chick is uploading videos to Facebook with her phone? Isn't she supposed to have her hands on the dash where he can see them, considering there's a gun still in the car?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is one of many anomalies, actually. And Dr. K has some real good ones up on No Disinfo. You can see the cops who are posing for the camera, they're in formation. Supposedly, these other cops just got killed, and they're looking. These cops are looking directly at the camera, like they're posing. And does it look like danger? Does it look like they're in pandemonium? No. You know, that's just one example of several more that don't even make sense.
Yeah. Well, I think the message that they're trying to give at the Minneapolis shooting is, you know, you better keep your hands where we can see them, or you're dead, because the cops are just too outnumbered. Martial law is not going to happen. There's not enough cops. There's not enough military. There's too much land in America. There's too many people and too many guns. I think all they can do is try to train you to be scared. When you get pulled over, they don't want you to do anything. They just want you to learn the message. Just, you're going to get shot if you're going to look like you're going to go for a gun, or you're not going to obey rules. It's a lot of psychological. I think this comes from many years of psychoanalysis. And this is what's coming at us. Many years of psychoanalysis.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that call, Art. Do you want to comment?
No, I think he's covered these issues quite well. This whole Dallas, we got to see how the media and the government is going to play out this Dallas issue. I think they're going to use it as another reason for gun control, when I think the opposite is we need to. The guns are there basically to protect us against the tyranny of a government, and that's the real issue that nobody's talking about with respect to the media yet. That's what I really am concerned about.
You've got the congressional left, the Democrats, you've got the black bloc, and a whole host of these congressmen who have been there for a long time talking about guns, not about blacks. They're talking about guns, not about city violence. They're talking about guns, not about the Homeland Security Department. Everybody's attacking everyone else, but nobody is attacking guess who?
Right. And when you're talking about who put the, you know, from the conversations there, you know, Dallas has a Federal Reserve Bank. If you look at the board members, most of them are involved with chambers of commerce. Most of them have direct ties to Zionism.
Yep.
And if you want to know why the jobs are being outsourced and why the inner cities are rotting, it's the same people who basically are at the top there causing this situation. This is an example. I was looking at the immigration director, Leon Rodriguez. Did you ever hear of him?
No, I haven't heard of him specifically, but I've heard of him. I haven't heard specifically what he's done. No, what has he done?
Just read some background. It's like one paragraph, three sentences. There was his father surrounded by Jewish activists under a picture of Theodor Herzl in Havana. His grandparents smiling to the camera back in Turkey. His grandfather behind a sewing machine, making shoes next to college, next to the college rests a thick folder containing all the immigration files of the Rodriguez family who came to America. Now, here it is, a relative of someone who basically has in their home the founder of Zionism, Theodor Herzl, and he's now the head of immigration for this entire country.
That's a very important point you make, you know. That it means everything to me in the world. What are the chances of happenstance?
Right.
Can it be?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I've said this many times, but locally in the Providence Journal, when this hoax of the Boston Marathon bombing training session took place, that following it, one of the reporters, whom I had an altercation with a long time ago, her name is Karen Lee Ziner. She's one of them. And she told a story, a follow-up, about how these two brothers were making a lot of racket for the neighbors next door where they lived in Rhode Island. And one in particular, Tamberlin. And who did she refer to? She referred to this Mr. Harrell, who just happened to be an Israeli and just happened to be living next door, who noticed the odd behavior of the Zaniev brothers and how they were very boisterous, drinking, having loud parties, and engaging in very, very intemperate behavior, so much so that he was annoyed by it and he had to see if he could call the police about it. Now, does that sound like happenstance to you? Does that just happen to be an Israeli living right next door?
Nope, you see it.
I mean, it's all over the map. And this is why I say, now we know the CIA Mossad does send payments to reporters, to editors, to newspaper people, because right now they're struggling as never before. And they're paying them off. They're buying them to assign reporters to dig up whatever they can claim to dig up and add into the mix. And this is why I say everything is corrupt. And you can't believe anything until you can actually sink your teeth into it and say this is true and that's not. Okay? So anyway, if you have a moment, one more moment, let's take, I believe Robert's on the line. Robert in California. Hello, come on up, Bob.
Hey, Rick and Art, what's happening? you know, I finished a book last night, and I'm gonna be on Renegade Broadcasting tomorrow night as Kyle's guest on his program, and then I'm gonna do 3 hours tomorrow night, starting at 10 p.m. And I'm gonna cover a lot of this, but let me say this: a lot of people are probably unaware of this. They're tying some Muslims into owning the parking garages now, so-called sniper shot the police in Dallas. So now they're tying in Islam. Now Jeff Hood is a guy that is some sort of Islamic kind of Chrislam preacher. That he's the guy that orchestrated the march in Dallas the other night. And they're tying him to some of these organizations. So just like Ferguson, where you had these Palestinian activists, it's like a merger between Islam and militant black organizations, such as the New Black Panthers, which are an offshoot of the Nation of Islam. Now, Farrakhan made some very race warish comments in the couple days before Dallas. And so now they're tying the Nation of Islam and Farrakhan in with this as well. And so now you're really seeing the federal operatives like Farrakhan and Malik Shabazz of the New Black Panthers and so forth. They're tying them in with this kind of ISIS motif, this ISIS meme, that now your black population and now with terrorism. And so Al Sharpton and Farrakhan both called for the nationalization of our police forces, if you remember, in the fallout to Ferguson and Eric Garner and Freddie Gray and all of that. Well, check this out. This is from 1972, a book called The Plot to Replace the Constitution. This is 44 years ago, listeners. National Police Force, the police state. We are seeing the present riots, and he's talking about 1970s, crime and civil disorders, which have been largely sponsored by the super rich, used as the excuse for more and more federal assistance to the local police. And we see this, the MRAPs, the military equipment coming straight from the Pentagon to all our local police forces. We are seeing the recommendations that more and more of our police should attend a national police academy. And next, we will see federal advisors to the police in the various localities. This is Loretta Lynch, the Strong Cities Initiative. This guy knew this was coming 44 years ago in this book. And so this is just coming to the fruition of a long, long plan that came before this communist apparatchik, Alinskyite Obama. He was basically put there to basically seal the deal. And so this is what we're really witnessing. But now they're tying, I just wanted to put it out there, they're tying Islam with this character. And so, and they're driving basically the law-abiding white sector of the population right into the arms of the MRAP militarized police. And so it's a perfect racial divide and conquer. And unfortunately, the public is completely asleep to the larger picture. And so
right. By the way,
people, go ahead.
Robert, do you remember the other purported shooter at the Dallas police just a while back? His name was James, I think it was Bulware. He was tied into these crazy conspiracy theories and these websites,
yeah,
and had a passionate hatred for his government. Talked about Sandy Hook as an example of government ops. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, he shot up the front of the Dallas police, and he had this van that was bought all the way across the country. The guy was broke, and they're wondering where he got all this equipment,
yes,
all this weaponry.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's one after another, and Dallas is a good example right there. But as a major police department that's totally bought and paid for, we have them up here. Boston is another major mega city that's corrupt. The hand of the Mossad is all over it, from top to bottom. The colleges, the universities, the medical societies, the businesses, everything is under their control, even the ballpark. So, you know, I'm telling you, it's just incredible, the wraparound of this country by these Esauites. All right, Robert, thank you for your great call. Okay, I think you have to leave, Art. I don't want to hang you on anymore. It's been very gracious of you to stay.
All right, thank you, and have a great show, and I'll catch up with you the week after next. I have a lot to do next weekend with us.
Sure.
Business.
Well, thank you for your time. And don't forget, folks, his website is noplaceforcorruption.com. One word, noplaceforcorruption.com. Okay, Art, you take care now. All right, folks. Now, well, we still have a few minutes, I think, before the break, about a minute or two. And I know there's more of you on the line. I did want to share a couple of clips, one of them showing the slip-up on CNN, which is really Ave Nuevo's Israeli network. CNN now is just a total front for the Mossad. And the official talks about this alleged shooting in the players, and he slips up. He actually calls them actors. This has been done before in Boston with William Davis, the commissioner of public safety, when he referred to them as the actors and then pulled back immediately and said, excuse me, the suspects. And somebody brought that up to me and said, well, Rick, you know, they have been called actors before, you know, suspects. I said, not that way. Not when you immediately have a Pavlovian knee-jerk response and correct yourself. No, no, it's too obvious, you know, and sooner or later, you know, like the Bible says, they all manage to reveal themselves. The skeletons come out of the closet. You can't hide forever. And many of them are listening to this program right now. There are many in that city, that captive city of Satan in Jerusalem, who have all of their ears listening to you. And you know what? Somebody's watching over them, too. The yoke's on them. All right, folks, we will return with more calls and, God willing, some information I think you'll find very interesting by some of our friends online. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, folks, we're back. Didn't want to get into a couple of clips here, but I have one call on the line now that I'd like to get to. Greg in California. Hello, Greg. Come on up.
Morning, Rick. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I tuned in late. The first 35 minutes I missed. Did you guys talk about the shooting in Dallas?
Well, that's about all we've been talking about.
Oh, okay.
The alleged shooting, yes.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Have you guys pretty much believe it never happened?
I believe something happened, but I don't believe there were anybody killed. There were any police officers actually shot to death by this man. Now, this man may have been the real culprit. You know, the individual we're talking about, Johnson, Xavier Johnson. But as far as this being some sort of actual kill by an MK Ultra. Paperclip operation, that does not appear to be the case. It looks as if there are too many glitches in the videos that have been taken by the people involved in this whole thing, you know?
And you agree with Orlando and Sandy Hook, and was Columbine a false flag, or did nobody really...
There was a shooting in the theater.
Okay.
But there was one shooter, a single shooter.
Right. There was a CIA clear eyes agent, as Jack McLam used to say, correct?
Yes. Yes, that I believe, yes.
Okay, and Sandy Hook, you absolutely is a false flag, correct?
Yes, yes. I can't see any truth behind any of the stories that have been forthcoming, particularly the actors involved and the Soto sisters and Robbie Parker being caught off guard, and then the posting on Facebook the day before expressing sympathy. You know, it was a little bit too much for my blood.
Okay. I just had one last bit of information. Are you aware of Pastor Butch, Rick, and Lindsay Williams?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Butch inferred last week that Lindsay's coming out with his new DVD and has said that his contacts in the Bad Guys, something catastrophic is going down. Butch reiterated that last night. About 2 or 3 years ago, I guess North Carolina State Highway Patrolman has been discussing things with a friend of his being trained by the government, Homeland Security, or I'm not sure who, that he came on last night, said he got a letter from this friend, very scared, and saying that he's been trained as a provocateur. You can listen to Pastor Butch's archives on the show last night. It was about a five-minute phone call. Said he got a letter. He was going to be trained and has been as a provocateur to mainly be concentrated at the Democratic convention, and then they both agreed the Republican. So whatever that means coming up, that the inferences is going to be catastrophic, that it's going down any day now, between now and the election. Now, would you agree with that, even though a lot of people are skeptical about Lindsay Williams in many respects, but just about when I'm going to get some happiness in my life, this is all maybe going to come down. So what have you and your contacts, Art, or anything, believe? I mean, it's always a possibility as the way they put 9/11 on us, but do you think anything, I mean, it always can happen, but what do you think, Rick? The possibility of them disrupting us with an EMP or a civil war, race war, do you think it's very probable this time?
Here's what I see, Greg. Let me just state my opinion again. For a long time, and particularly last year during this election declaration, I said that I did not believe there would be an election in 2016, that there will be a disruption. Something will happen to break up this whole business of politicking, electioneering. We will come under some sort of attack, and that Obama will declare a state of national emergency, and that he will, through his powers of the executive government, because he wants to keep America safe, he will declare a continuation of government, a continuity of government, and that the people themselves in mass would embrace it wholeheartedly if they felt they were under attack from this so-called ISIS group or some other group affiliated with ISIS, including domestic homegrown patriots. This is what I have been saying. This has been my theory. Now, it could be at this particular juncture in the summer at either or both of the conventions, or it could be that they may fake the election, put Hillary in, and then before January, before Obama's term is up, then they can pull the real thing. Either way, Obama could stay. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for your call, Greg. I have to run, take a break, and we will come back with more.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for our- healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks. We're back now in the last half hour of today's program. And I would like to get a couple of clips out before I take any other calls, okay? One of them, I believe the first is the CNN clip. Do we have that clip, Sam? That is very brief, and it's very short, folks. And it just shows how we're being slipped up by the media on this Dallas alleged shoot. Go ahead, play it now.
We're already in custody, and they're not, you know, forthcoming with their information to cooperate with the police. I would absolutely, you know, advise people who work in the downtown Dallas area, if you could take tomorrow off, tomorrow might be a good day to take off. The police are going to have an unbelievable investigation on their hands. You know, we don't know the scale of what is taking place here tonight. We don't know how many actors are involved.
Well, there it is. You heard.
Downtown Dallas.
It's repeated. The actors.
The police are going to have an unbelievable investigation on their hands. You know, we don't know the scale of what is taking place here tonight. We don't know how many actors are involved.
Okay, that's clip number one that I wanted you to hear for yourself. And I know some will rationalize it and say, well, they always use the term actors for terrorists or for shooters, active shooters. And they don't always do that, but they do it sometimes mistakenly as a Freudian slip, because it unfortunately does become, or fortunately, become obvious that there is something foul going on here, particularly with the profile they've given us of this Johnson character and the snipers that are up on rooftops that then become one sniper and one man with an automatic gun, which, of course, is illegal totally under existing law. So we know that's not true. That's false. It's a semi-automatic weapon that purportedly has been used. Immediately, Obama in Warsaw gets on and tells his little story about we've got to do something about this situation in America. Now, the second clip right here is from my admirer and also my friend, Red Silver, as he calls himself, up on YouTube. And I think he's got a good, I think it's him, he has a good play on the record and movie industry and how they are moving now in this direction, have been for the last few incidents, to push for a congressional action on gun rights. So let's see if we can bring that up for a few minutes. We have that clip? Yes, that's the one.
There is a such thing as secret societies. And there is a secret society that wants a global agenda. You may have heard it as a new world order. Now, these people in this secret society would like people who expose their agenda to look crazy. They would like them to have no credibility, which is why they would place fake ones who pretend like they're exposing this. That won't be happening today. So keep your little X-Files music on your iPod, Joker. And you can also keep your sorry sellout jokes to yourself. Better yet, look in the mirror. You are the joke. Because while you over here playing around, the agenda is unfolding. And they are using these dang celebrities to push it. You've seen the Orlando shooting hoax, case closed. How is it that they come out and they line up with the exact agenda? They do this stuff every time. It's the same repeat offenders. Why do you think I made fun of Lady Gaga in that video? There's a reason why. Because I knew the Joker was a sellout. And I knew she would fall in line with the agenda. And here we go. Nearly 200 celebrities signed Billboard's open letter to Congress for gun control. What are the two agendas we learned about in that video? The no-fly, no-buy, and the semi-automatic weapons ban. You saw, I showed you in another video, Republicans and Democrats are calling for that semi-automatic weapons ban. Why? Because they're both controlled. Two wings on the same bird. They do the fake fight. But when it's down to getting this global agenda done, they work together. Let's look at the open letter to Congress. As if they wrote this letter. As leading artists and executives in the music industry, we are adding our voices to the chorus of Americans demanding change. And we look at the names over here. Adam Lambert. Alicia Keys. Told you this Joker was a sellout. Remember with that stupid title crap? Christina Aguilera. Cher. Gosh, look at all these names. Demi Lovato. DJ freaking Khaled. Lady Gaga, right there. Macklemore. Lecrae. Supposed to be a gospel singer. Down with the dang agenda. Megan Trainor. You think this girl just singing that little poppy music? And here she is down with the agenda too. Look at this. Selena Gomez. Pusha T. Ricky Martin. What are they calling for? We call on Congress to do more to prevent the gun violence that kills more than 90 Americans every day and injures hundreds more, including require a background check for every gun sale and block suspected terrorists from buying. So the no-fly, no-buy, and the background checks. They calling for it. And they calling to close the deadly loopholes. What else we got? Seth MacFarlane calling for automatic weapons ban. We're going to learn about this later on, but I want to see your reaction to this video now. And then I want to see your reaction to the video in the future, just to see if you learned anything. Is Joker calling for automatic weapon ban again? There was no automatic weapon used. There was a semi-automatic weapon used. These jokers are deliberately deceptive. They don't care about the truth. What else we got? Stop the hate. 49 celebrities coming out here selling the lie. Again, we get Lady Gaga. And you can go through this video and you see all these jokers telling the stories about these other actors. But what is the main thing? Well, you need to see that actual bills come from this. H.R. 5615 to reinstate the ban on semi-automatic. And it's coming from Alan Grayson, introduced by anyways. Who is this guy? Well, you remember him in this video when he said that the Joker had a gun that can shoot 700 rounds off in a minute. Complete bullcrap. And we must remember that Obama called for all this stuff before the shooting happened. So it all lines up. Problem, reaction, solution. So what is your reaction to this semi-automatic assault weapons bill?
So the video is over, but it ain't all the way over. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Also like me on Facebook.com/RedSilverJ.
Twitter man.
Oh yeah, I'm also on that Twitter. Follow me on Twitter.com/RedSilverJ. I'm on that Insta. Instagram.com/RedSilverJ. Oh snap, Snapchat @RedSilverJ. All I gotta say.
All right. Thank you, Red Silver. Very appropriate. At this point, I would like to refer to what I had hoped to refer to when Art came on, but I gave a little precursor, and that has to do with the destruction of Jerusalem in the Gospel of Luke 21, also in Matthew 24, and in Mark 13, where Jesus speaks about the horrific times of tribulation to come for God's elect in these last days. And he talks about this in 21, chapter 21 of Luke. And he talks about the disciples coming in the last days, not the disciples that he walked with that time, but he pointed to that wall of Jerusalem and the architectural structures of Jerusalem. And he said, do you see all of this? And he said, this will all be gone when I come again. In judgment, he said, it will be totally destroyed. Every single edifice, every single structure, including the Mossad headquarters, including the office of Prime Minister of Israel. Yes, and there will not be one stone unturned upon another, leveled right to the ground. And he said that nation will again, as it says in Matthew as well, and Mark, rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. And there will be wars, and there will be rumors of wars, and great earthquakes, famines for the word of God, pestilences, disease, and many of these things shall afflict most of the earth, particularly the famine of the word of God, the famine for hearing his word, because the churches aren't teaching it. They're teaching lies. And these are the seven churches, five of which Jesus denounced as apostate, that he will spew out of his mouth when he returns. And now they talk about those of us who are called in these last days to speak the truth. He says, but before all of this, they will seize you, and they will persecute you, and they will hand you over to what? Mosques? No. It says to synagogues, and put you in prison. And you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. In my name, you will be persecuted. And so you will bear testimony to me, but do not premeditate that which you will speak before the Antichrist in Jerusalem. For the Holy Spirit will give you the cloven tongue, and he will tell you what to say. Don't say a word unless he gives the okay. But you see, folks, when that day comes, when we testify before him in Jerusalem, taken there on a one-way trip, At least they think it will be a one-way trip. But the scriptures tell us you will be returned back home unharmed and unscathed, because they will not harm a hair on your head. And you know why? Satan doesn't want to show the world that he's mean and nasty and he's evil. He wants to show the world that he is Jesus. He's coming as the real Jesus, but he will be the fake. And you will be required, led by the Holy Spirit, if you're one of them, to testify before him and call him a liar in every language on the face of this earth. And that's what it means when it says you will speak in tongues. These are not unknown gibberish slogans. These are known tongues around the whole world. Every language, every tribe, every tongue. So the whole world can understand it. The whole world shall see and hear you say it on their phones. You see the technology of this time being used by both Satan and God? The technological advances couldn't even possibly have been imagined 25 years ago. And here we are today, making it all probable, and indeed, it's going to happen, as it was said in the scriptures. So, it says here, again, in chapter 21 of Luke, verses 12 and 13, but not a hair on your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win eternal life. Those who give in or who will not obey the Holy Spirit, that's something that is considered the unpardonable sin for the elect. So, folks, he's coming, but he's not going to be a man of violence. He's going to be a man of peace, Satan. He's going to come to show the world that we must worship him as the false Messiah in his children's occupied land, Jerusalem. Satan and his children desperately want the world under their control. That's why this one world system is being brought about. But it shall fail, and it shall be smashed to pieces by the brightness of his coming. So folks, be of good cheer, because their days are numbered. And Satan's days have already been numbered. He's in big trouble with the Father, and he knows his fate. So, you know what? When he reminds you of your past and your sins, just remind him of his future. I think that's a pretty decent way of putting it. His future is no future, except in utter darkness and totally non-existent, like he never existed. And that will be true of those who also refuse to be saved, like they never existed, just darkness, Jesus said. You will be cast into utter darkness, no consciousness, no eternal burning in hell, just like you never were born to begin with. And that's like going to sleep and not waking up. Folks, you know, there is eternal life and eternal death. So what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? What if Ariel Sharon, before he died, gained the whole world like Bibi Netanyahu wants to, and yet is cast out into the lake of fire? You see, folks, there is a day of judgment. There is a day of reckoning. And that's why I say all the political activities we do, oh, they're fine and dandy. I don't discourage them. I don't say you shouldn't do anything. But just bear in mind the fact that ultimately, as the Apostle Paul said so many times, we wrestle not against flesh and blood bodies, but against powers and principalities in high places. Spiritual wickedness. Tony Blair should be up for war crimes, according to the latest report in Britain, and he should be convicted and put to death, just as Baby Bush and Papa Bush and Dick Cheney and Mr. Rumsfeld, all of those who knowingly participated in the fakery that led to the destruction of Iraq and its people, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of innocents, as well as the first Gulf War, taking a couple of million before that, when Israel once again decided that it was time to have a war between Iraq and Iran. And that war cost 2 million or more lives ultimately in that decade of the 1980s. It's hard to believe. But when you consider Revelation, the book of Revelation, believe it. In 17, Jesus said, and in her, in that seed line of Cain, was found the blood not only of most of the prophets, most of the disciples of the Lord, but of all those shed upon the earth. He means wars. And particularly 1 and 2 were the greatest massacres of life of not only the 20th century, but of all the millennia. Hard to believe. Who could do it but the seed line of Satan? In John 8:44, Jesus said it. And he nailed them right to the cross, so to speak, with that fact. Okay, I'll be back in just a moment with Rick Adams Uncensored.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
Well, that's for sure. I just lost it myself, folks. Well, okay, we only have a few minutes left, and I did want to once again refer you to online sites, and some of the YouTube videos have been quite remarkable along this line with regard to the inconsistencies, the revelations of fakes, of actors, of costumes, of witnesses who don't add up. in this latest Dallas shoot. Now, we're looking forward to more of this week, I'm sure. And I can just imagine some of the scripts. Maybe you could come up with some of your own that Homeland Security has devised from the Synagogue of Satan. But I can imagine a courthouse being shot up, a judge or two, a bunch of people in the court at the time being shot up by some madman who manages to break through the security clearance. I can imagine there are going to be more alleged school shootings, theater shootings. I can imagine there will be mall shootings again, shopping market shootings, elderly high-rise shootings, and all of that sort of thing, as well as bomb attacks. So to answer the previous caller's question concerning what we were talking about in how this is going to play out, I also believe that in order for the final beast system to come together, which involves all of the nations of the world, therefore it will not be just an attack on America, but an attack concurrently at the same time in other nations, the Islamic nations, of course, Europe in its capitals, of course, Australia, New Zealand. It will be in Asia, the Pacific. It will be a cybernet economic shutdown through a, quote, financial terror attack. And as well, there will be other factors that may play into it. Not only that, but on the ground, military targeting, or possibly, and what I'm thinking is some so-called natural man-made events, including seismic earthquake activity or volcanic eruptions, because some of this is going to happen as forecast in the Gospels. That will be a part of Satan's plan to move mountains, so to speak, as well as God's judgment, because he's going to allow all of this to happen in order to bring about his wrath upon all the nations of the world, as it says in the book of Zephaniah, which is a book of learning, the prophet of learning. So let us learn. Let us search the scriptures. Let us see what's in the blueprint for tomorrow. And there are no excuses because it's all written down. It's written down, not all down to the specific dates or the specific methodologies, but it is a blueprint for what will befall us in these last days. And Jesus himself said, these now are just the beginning of sorrows. Nevertheless, he knows, and we know, because he tells us that the best is yet to come. What a time to live in, man. Oh, man. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to live in any other time but these last days and these times that are coming just ahead. I don't want to be on the other side. I don't want to be in the pulpit. I don't want to be one of those lukewarm people preaching a double-minded gospel. And I hope you don't either. Well, another great show. Join us, YouTube, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment, and Rick458 at Cox.net. Thank you all, our supporters and our prayer warriors. And until next week, God willing, Yahweh bless his elect.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website,
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.